One time, I'm going to show you the pictures when I was so young. When I used to go and when I see a big tent, I was at high school. I used to go with my book and I look at the tent and I'll be taking notes. This is how the tent for my ministry will be like. And some of you who are privileged to be in the beginning of my coming to South Africa, I used to tell you how the church is going to grow. All right? But hear this. All that is a level. And the level, that's what I want to share with you tonight. And the level is called Yetzer. Say Yetzer.
Yetzer.
Say Yetzer.
Yetzer.
It's a level. Now, I'm going to read it for you. Take a Bible in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5. The Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, I want you to underline that statement, which says, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. Underline that statement. Underline that statement. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. The Bible says, was only evil continually. Which means God is not expecting your imagination, your thoughts of your imagination to be evil. I have so many people who say, I don't sin. But in the imagination of their hearts, they sin continually. So God didn't see them sinning continually, but God saw their hearts. Oh, the intents, the content. That it was evil continually. So the word imagination of hearts is what is called Yetzer. Now remember Rayon, it is that the deep thinking that creates a vision. That's Rayon. A deep thinking that creates a vision. So you may sit like this and begin to think so deep. That deep thinking is what is called Rayon. But Yetzer, it deals with the pictures and images in your mind. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. If you see there, thoughts, imagination, heart are the very same things. If you say, that's what is in my heart, that's what is in my imagination, that's what is in my thoughts. But all these three words are used on one statement, respectively. Which means there is something and a revelation more deeper than what you are reading there. Every imagination. It says, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. Are you there? In the Greek, it's called dianoa. Say dianoa. Or dianoa. D-I-O-N-O-A. D-I-A-N-O-A. D-I-A-N-O-A. Dianoa or Dianoa. Now, when you see that scripture, if you're following, raise up your hand, say amen.
Amen.
No, I can't hear you.
Amen.
I said if you're following, raise up your hand, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we deal with Dianoa or Dianoa, it is images which comes in your spirit. If you are, God is about to make you a billionaire, the first thing he has to do is to bring those pictures and images in your mind. Now, we have so many Christians who went through that level and they didn't know it was a level of the spirit. Do I have somebody here who ever had images seeing himself getting a nice car? Huh? That's Yetza or Dianoa. Where images are brought to you by God and he shows you the things you're going to have. Ayabakatope. Without Yetza, without images being brought in your spirit, you will never be what you want to be. Most rich people today, they are what they thought they would be before. Do you understand? So there is no way you can jump from where you are to what you want to become without the images first appearing in your mind. I'll tell your neighbor, images.
Images.
They must appear in your eyes right now. Say Yetza. So when we deal with Yetza, Yetza is a level where you begin to have images. Look at your neighbor and they say, do you have images at all? What are they saying? Hey. Are you doing Yetza or what? If you see a person sleeping in church, it's not Yetza. It's demonic. It's not even rayon. Someone was in the church, in the overflow, and then he was sleeping. And someone said, hey, me just says receive, he said, wake up. He's like, no, I was rayoning. Rayoning. Overflow is crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn about Yetza. Now, here we go. This is the most important part. When God can deal with your imagination, it is done. The time God can conquer your thoughts, you are gone. The problem is we have people who believe God for something else. In 2 hours, they begin to believe in something else. Imagine I'm in church and I say, be healed. And I say, I'm healed. And just getting out of the door, they begin to think, I'm still sick. Because it's all about Yetza, imagination, the picture. They keep on seeing themselves poor. Whereby God declares them rich. This is where the Bible says, let the poor say, I am rich. That is Yetza. Let the weak say, I am strong. That is Yetza. You must see strength. You must see those riches. So we have so many Christians who their mind is not conquered yet. So they say other things and they think other things. So when they see like this, they keep on seeing themselves being kicked out of the school because they didn't pay school fees. They keep on seeing them being lonely. And they even say, I'm not 40 years now. I'm not married. They don't see the wedding coming. So their mind sees their age and not the miracle. Like Peter, who was seeing the water and the waves of the sea and not Jesus. Yes. saw several times, I have had situations where I'm like, oh my God, what is this? But I walk out. Trust me, anything. I can walk out and leave you behind. But how did you cross here leaving me here? Because I don't think like you. With me, I made up my mind to see with the eyes of God. And anything I touch, it prospers. Any business I try, it prospers. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yes. You become rich wherever, where, but even money is missing, you won't even know. You can ask my guys here, they'll tell you that much of my companies, people can even steal 10 million without even knowing. And they have to be saying, oh, Papa, these people here, they're stealing money. I'm like, how much did they steal? Like 10 million? I'm like, only. Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you, if you miss only 100 rand, the whole house is in trouble. I say, who took my 100 here? I had left it here. You must be in yes, sir. Say yes, sir. What picture are you having in your mind? And do you know what the devil possesses? When you are possessed by a demon, the demon does not possess your life, but your imagination. If the devil can control your thinking, he will control your future. Never see yourself behind. Don't go by what people say of you and what they say you are. You are not what they say you are. You are rising. I'm telling you, you are a shooting star.
Yes.
There is hope for a tree that has been cut off. There is hope it will shoot again and grow into a bigger plant. You may be cut off for now, but I'm telling you, you are shooting again. You are rising above what they say. Oh, yes. You are not what they say you are. Tell your neighbor, I am not described by what people say I am. Say, I am not described by my salary. Say, I am more far than that. Say, I'm not described by my business. I am not described by my present situation. Say, I am only described by the yeta. What I see in my spirit. What I see in my imagination. Oh, am I communicating with somebody? Are you hearing somebody? Are you hearing? So all the conquering we conquer, we don't conquer the devil outside. All the tactics of the devil is in your mind. Do you understand? There is no any battlefield or the devil than your mind. So when he conquers your mind, he has conquered you, you're gone. So all the things you'll be thinking, negative. All the pictures you'll be seeing, negative. That's why what you see in your mind reflects in your dreams. So when you sleep, the only thing you'll be dreaming, things chasing you. The only things you'll be seeing yourself being panicking. or at all, not dreaming anything, like just like a duck or like a chicken. No dream. You wake up in the morning, nothing. What did you dream? I don't remember anything. Are you normal? Not yet, sir. Completely. What were you dreaming? I've forgotten. Jesus. How? When? Who? I know you are quiet because I'm talking about you. You have no yetza. So when you behave like that, it's lack of yetza. Yes. Nothing. You wake up in the morning like I said, what did you dream? I'm singing yetza that side. That is yetza. Say yes, sir. Put a hand for Jesus, somebody. We have some Christians who, you know what they do? They budget. Take a paper with a pen. 200. Not 1,000, like 200, like a real 200. You are described by what is in your mind. Tell yourself, in 2 months from now, I'll owe no one. No one, I'm going to have no debts. It's quite amazing to have Christians who they call themselves Christians, yet when I'm talking about prosperity, they'll be like, but why is he preaching about the money? Why am I preaching about the money? Because it's my church.
That's true. It's your church.
Is it your church? If you want to open yours, I can even help you to buy a microphone for you. I can even borrow your mind. Go and preach poverty to your church. Not here. Here we are men of faith. Here we are believers. Am I talking to somebody? We believe, we see, we possess, we take, we partake, we overflow. We are here.
I receive.
Tell your neighbor, faith works here. Tell them, welcome to the headquarters of faith. We don't play around with the believing. Are you calling yourself, you've got a faith? Oh, okay, you say have faith, all right? Or you're a believer. What do you believe God for? You can't even tell me. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say as long as I live.
As long as God lives,
I will never suffer on this earth.
Say,
my faith tells me so.
My faith tells me so.
Say, as long as I live. Oh, are you hearing that? I don't care what people say or what they think, but listen to me, my faith works. Oh, did you hear that? I said, did you hear that? Somebody asked me a question. He said, so how do you make your money? I said, we don't make money. We produce. Oh, I'm going to tell someone right here. I'm writing a book, a wonderful book in business. is completely a business book, which is talking about how you can get millions in Forex. Can you give me Ecclesiastes 11, quickly? I want to show you and give me good news. Verse 1. I want to show you something. The Bible makes it clear. It says what? Invest your money in a foreign trade. And one of these days, you will make a profit. This is the Bible. Huh? That's the verse in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1. Good News Translation. It says, invest your money in a foreign trade. The Bible says, invest your money in a foreign trade. The Bible. It says, one of these days, you will make a profit. You're wondering, is that the verse in the Bible? Yes, it's in your Bible. Verse 2. It says, put your investments in several places, many places, even, because you never know what kind of bad luck you are going to have in this world. It is in the Bible. And if somebody comes and says, why are you preaching about the money? Are you crazy? It's in the Bible. It says invest. Not in only, that's what I do. I do university, I do mining, I've got hotels, I've got all these things in several places. What do you do? I sell bread, that's it. Are you crazy? Tell me, invest in several places. Put a hand for Jesus, somebody. So Yetzer.
This is my father, my mother.
Yetzer, say Yetzer.
Yetzer.
Yetzer. Yetzer, it makes you to have a picture, the whole picture. And that's what I'm dealing with here. Your mind must never doubt. Your mind must never see you as a poor person.
Amen.
Your mind must never see you as a struggling person.
Amen.
See the lion within you. See that you're gonna, oh my goodness, am I talking to somebody right here? As big as an elephant it is, it works 24 hours a day. An elephant, it only eats grass. But a lion, it only works for 4 hours. But it eats chisanyama, meat. Am I talking to somebody right here? It is not about how much you work. It's how you see yourself. I was watching a video on YouTube where a lion went in water and chased crocodiles in water. That's a lion. A crocodile was trying to, it didn't know that it was dealing with a lion. So a crocodile was trying to hide. So a crocodile doesn't know what animal am I eating, whether it's... So crocodile holds anything that comes on the beach. Now a crocodile is hiding for a lion. A lion already knew that this is foolishness. So the lion just went straight where the crocodile was. A crocodile tried to open the mouth like this, trying to scare Mr. Lion, but that was not... It just made things worse. Lion went close. A crocodile did nothing but just to go in the water. The lion went in the water. The crocodile ran away. That's how a lion thinks. It doesn't care whether you are the owner of water, but it takes over anywhere. So it takes over. So just take over. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Yeah.
So stop stressing. Turn about,
stop stressing.
Say, God doesn't work in stress. Say,
in our family,
we don't stress.
We relax.
Are you hearing me, somebody? Stop seeing how big your problem is. See how big your God is. Turn about, have a picture of what you are and what you shall be. We call that yetsa. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples of yetsa. Okay? Genesis 13, verse 14. Genesis 13, verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift now thy eyes, or your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, and eastward, and westward. 15. For all the land which you see to thee, or to you, will I give it, and to thy seed forever. So God, first of all, had to bring a picture in the mind of Abraham before giving him. So you have to go and stand and see houses. And he said, the houses you're seeing, I'm going to give them unto you. So it's a picture. There was a picture that God was planting in Abraham. He said, look to the north. Look to the south. Look to the... He said, as what you are seeing, I shall give it unto you. Chapter 15, there's something there on the 15th chapter. Verse 5. Genesis 15, verse 5. The Bible says, And he brought him outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Now, God was planting yetsa in the mind of Abraham. Am I talking to somebody right here? Are you following? So Abraham was barren. He had no children with his wife, and God said, come. He said, stand here. You are barren, right? He said, yes, all right. He said, look up. Do you see the stars? He said, yes. He said, can you number them? He said, no. He said, that's how your descendants, before he had physical children, the first thing that God had to do was to show him the picture. Say, yes, sir. Say, yetsa.
Yetsa.
Are you hearing somebody, or you're following, or you're not following? Are you following?
Yes.
So when God was about to give him the land, first of all, he had to see it in imagination. When God was about to give him children, he had to first of all to see it using stars in his imagination. Say, yetsa. Look at your neighbor and say, do you know what I'm seeing now? Sir, I don't have to tell you. You may end up taking my number. Yes, sir. Say, yes, sir. Clap your hands for the Lord if you can, somebody. Ephesians 1, verse 18. I want to show you something there quickly. The Bible says, the eyes of your understanding. Oh. Ah. I thought you've got only two physical eyes. No. The Bible reveals there are particular eyes which are not seen by people. And these eyes are called eyes of understanding. The Bible says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Christian gathering. Being enlightened. It says the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that is the hope of his calling. What are the riches? You will never know riches until the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your thinking are enlightened. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know. Which means if your eyes of your understanding are not enlightened, you may not know. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. Which means when God has called you, there is hope for your life. The fact you are here tonight, called by God be here, there is hope for your life. Am I talking to somebody right here? The fact you are here, called by God, there is hope. Say, there is hope. The Bible says so that you, the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Ooh, say the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints? There are riches for you to inherit. There's the glory for you to inherit. But you only get them when your eyes of understanding are what?
Enlightened.
How do you enlighten them? Through the teaching. So what I'm doing here, I am enlightening the eyes of your understanding.